AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
The brother of actress Carrie Fisher says she's in stable condition tonight after suffering a severe medical emergency in flight today. More from AP's entertainment editor, Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The Star Wars actress had been traveling overseas promoting a book that she released this fall. That's the one in which she revealed she had an affair with married co-star Harrison Ford while filming the original Star Wars movie. She was headed back to Los Angeles when she suffered a heart attack. She received CPR as the plane made its way down and was treated by paramedics after the flight landed.
In a 2008 AP interview, Carrie Fisher said since she was only 19 and Star Wars was her first movie, she didn't feel she had the right to complain about Princess Leia's horrible hairdo.
I thought, this is so awful, but I wanted to be as cooperative as possible because I didn't understand why they'd cast me. So they put it on me and I said, fantastic.
Carrie Fisher recovering tonight in a Los Angeles hospital. As Americans prepare to celebrate Christmas and Hanukkah, federal authorities are warning them that Islamic State sympathizers are continuing to call for attacks on churches and other places where folks gather for the holidays.
The warning was issued after a publicly available list of U.S. churches was posted on a militant's social media site. The FBI and Department of Homeland Security issued the warning to law enforcement nationwide just days after the deadly attack at a Christmas market in Berlin. Islamic State militants claim responsibility for that attack. FBI spokesman Andrew Ames says the FBI is aware of the list of churches posted online and is tracking the matter. Carlotta Bradley, Washington.
Hopes of a Santa Claus rally on Wall Street never materialized today. There was nothing stirring in the New York Stock Exchange. This is AP Radio News. A Christmas market concert was held tonight at the Brandenburg Gate in Berlin for the victims of Monday night's truck attack. That's the sound of singer-songwriter Graham Candy performing on stage at the Together Berlin concert. A visitor from England says she hopes the concert brings people together.
The concert, it's amazing, and it's amazing to remember people, but what happened, it's really, really bad, and you have to try to make it better, not to leave it to happen in the future.
The dark tenor performed Hallelujah at the Together Berlin concert. The Berlin suspect was killed today in a shootout with Italian police outside Milan. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.